Good morning. Welcome to the Tuesday morning devotion, encouragement, and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. My name is Tom Lemler. I am a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. Today, we continue through the devotional journal, Almost Heaven, Devotions for the Journey Home. And today's topic is a home of restoration. I write in the journal, I'm pretty good at breaking things, becoming better at fixing or repairing things, but not so great at actually restoring things. There is a difference. I was watching the other night a television show, not even sure at the moment what it was called. It was just kind of this one-time thing that I caught that... A group of guys that people bring them old things that they find around their property or house or that they purchase that they want restored. And this group does an incredible job of researching what the item originally would have looked like and doing what they can to make it appear like it would have when it was first made. They do a full restoration. And original as much as possible, but some of it is requires their manufacturing of parts that imitate what it originally had that cannot be obtained anymore. And when we think about the restoration process, it was always a dream of mine. I just don't have the patience or the skill or to have taken the time to learn. But growing up as a kid, there were a couple old vehicles on the farm at various places that had been abandoned. Vehicles from the 40s and 50s, and I always thought it would be so cool to restore one of those. And it always remained a dream because I really wasn't that excited about doing it. I was excited about how cool it would be to drive around the finished product, but I really wasn't interested that much in the work that it would take. As we look at heaven, God talks about a place of restoration. And we recognize as we read Scripture, as we understand the teaching of Jesus, as we understand the work of Jesus, that that restoration has begun in us when we repent and come to Him, when we're immersed into Christ to have our sins washed away. But just as it is with any restoration that's done here on earth, that restoration takes time. And honestly, it's not fully complete in any of us until we reach that eternal home and we're face to face with our Lord. But the progress continues. It's a work in progress, so to speak. The restoration every day ought to look a little more like the finished product. One of those incredible things of realizing that we have been made in the image of God. To try to imagine what life was like for Adam and Eve before they sinned. To walk with God in the garden. To talk with Him. To be in a state of fellowship with the living Creator. That's what God is restoring in us and to us. And we grow in that restoration as we grow in those types of things and spending our time walking with God daily and talking with Him and listening to Him. and being content just to be in His presence. You see, this home of restoration is an incredible thing that God is doing in our life. But I also, if I could speak, I'd be dangerous. But I also believe it's important as we consider this home of restoration to recognize, in a sense, the vastness of this operation. As I go back to this TV show I was watching, there were maybe half a dozen guys that were doing this work. And they were, and obviously with television, they're videoing it, they're condensing it into their half-hour show or whatever it is, but they were getting a lot accomplished. And people would bring them stuff, and you'd get pictures of the yard around their shop, and it was obvious that there were things that people had brought them that still needed worked on. There were things they had probably bought themselves that they wanted to work on someday. But to consider the vastness of God's ability, I believe it's important to realize and to recognize and to help others understand that God wants to restore every one of us. That He has the ability, the time, the wisdom. He has what it takes to continue that restoration process in every person that would come to Him. As I think about my childhood story and wanting to restore some of these old cars, a couple of them had trees growing up through them, and I don't know that it was even possible for the average restorer, these guys that I'm watching on television could probably make something out of it that would look like the original, but sometimes we look at things and think they're just too far gone. There's no hope for it. Sometimes we look at our own life and think I've crossed the line once too often. My sin is too great. I'm beyond restoration. I'm beyond hope. We look at the lives of others and the sin that they're involved in, and we don't even consider that they could be restored. And God wants us to know in His home of restoration that He can take whatever mess we've made of our life. And when we turn it over to Him completely, He has the ability, the power, and the desire to restore us. Restore us to Himself and restore us to that image of Himself that He created us to have. One of my favorite things about the show that I've watched is the fact that these people will bring in an object and leave it to be worked on, to be restored. And many times it's with a time frame. They need it by such and such a date. But when that reveal is finally made, and again, it's obviously a made-for-TV show. They want the reaction that they get, but that's why I'm guessing they choose to show the items that turn out well. But regardless, the concept is the same. The individuals that dropped off the old, rusted, broken-down, junk-looking piece show up, and when they see that thing fully restored, they can hardly contain their excitement. It's like unbelievable. And to consider, God wants us to have that reaction. when we see ourselves as fully restored by Him, when we see Him restoring others, we ought to be excited. We ought to rejoice with them that they are being changed. They're being made new. God says, behold, all things are new. The old is gone. The new has come. In Christ, you are a new creation. You're being restored fully. And as you walk today, as you live today, rejoice in the work that God has already done and rejoice in the work that He's yet to do. As you encounter people in whatever means that you do that today, realize that God wants to restore them. Some of the people you see, He's already working on. They've already given their life to Him. They've surrendered. They've been washed in His blood. And the restoration has begun. And you may be able to see glimpses of that, and there may be times that you don't. But don't doubt the work of God. There may be others you see that are still a project, so to speak. God's still waiting for them to be willing to accept that restoration, to come to Him. And our role as children of God is to help them, to point them to Jesus, to be the examples that show them the power of God to restore even them. And walk with them, encouraging them to seek God while He may be found. Today, as we pray, I would encourage you to thank God for His restoring work. Ask God to help you think of people that you may have written off, and to give you a renewed hope, not only for yourself, but for them. And then do your part in sharing the good news so that the people around you would know the power of restoration. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank You that You are indeed a God that loves us. Your love for us is such an abounding and plentiful and abundant love. And out of Your love, You accomplish the work of restoring us. You begin by restoring us to Yourself through the work of Jesus on the cross, to forgive our sins, to wash us, to make us clean. But it's not just a restoring of ourselves to You, it's a restoring of who You created us to be. A work in progress, it is a continual restoration so that more and more we look like the image, like Your image that You have stamped upon us from the beginning. Fathers, I pray for those that may be thinking they're too far gone. The decay has been so great. May they know the hope, the assurance that Your power to restore is bigger, more complete than any decay they've experienced. And Father, as we look around us, and there's times that I know that I'm guilty of thinking some are just so far gone. May You forgive us when we write off people. May we have eyes that are better at seeing the possibility, the potential, the restorative work that you can do and that you want to do and that you want us to be involved in. And as we live as those who are being restored fully, may we help others find a restoration that they need. May we help them to see that it's possible for them to be fully restored. Fathers, I pray for the children in our homes, our schools, our churches, our communities. I pray that they would know that as they grow, that they are not beyond your reach. That they would see in us the examples of how you take the broken pieces of our life and restore it to something completely beautiful. Father, may they desire to live life that would avoid so many of the pitfalls that the enemy tries to trap us in. They would see the beauty of a restored life and seek to live in that manner from an early age. Father, that we would continually hold out hope. Father, as we look towards this home of restoration, may we make our home here one that constantly looks to restore people. May our children know there's always a path home. There's always a way to be restored. Father, as we live life today, may we look at ourselves in a new way. May we not only see where we're at now, but may we have a glimpse of the restoration work that you're doing in us. And Father, as we see that in ourselves, may we have eyes that are open to the work that you're doing in others and the work that you desire to do in others. And Father, as we can, help us to be equipped and ready to serve you in the restoration process. Of introducing others to you. Of teaching others. Of encouraging others. Of forgiving others. Of doing the things that we can do to help in the restoration process. And Father, at the heart of that, may we continually hold out hope for ourselves and hope for others. May we do so by lifting up the name of Jesus so that many would be drawn to Him. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. This has been the Tuesday morning devotion, encouragement, and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.